Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, July 1st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Flag of Canada. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the fascinating stories behind Wikipedia articles, uncovering the history, culture, and intriguing details that make them so compelling. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're exploring the emblem that represents one of the largest and most diverse countries in the world, the Flag of Canada. To set the stage, the Flag of Canada, often referred to as the maple leaf or lunifolie in French, is a national symbol recognized globally. Its history and design carry significant meaning and reflect the identity and values of the nation. But before we dive deeper, let's start with a quick description. Picture a red and white flag with a bright red, 11-pointed maple leaf in the center, flanked by two vertical red bands. Simple yet striking, isn't it? Now let's take a journey back in time to understand how this iconic flag came to be. Canada's journey to adopting its current national flag is an interesting saga, one filled with debates, proposals, and a fair share of drama. Before 1965, Canada did not have an official flag that was uniquely its own. Instead, they used variations of British colonial symbols. The most recognized amongst them was the Red Ensign, which incorporated the Union Jack and the shield of the Canadian coat of arms. The quest for a distinct national flag began in earnest after World War II. By the 1960s, many Canadians felt it was time to adopt a flag that truly represented their country, separate from colonial ties. This brought forward the Great Flag Debate of 1964. The debate was a passionate and, at times, heated national discourse with various designs put forth by politicians, artists, and citizens alike. One of the pivotal figures in this process was Lester B. Pearson, then Prime Minister of Canada. He was an advocate for change, believing that a new flag could unify the country and help to distinguish Canada on the world stage. However, not everyone was on board. Many Canadians cherished the existing symbols and were reluctant to let go of the Union Jack. After much deliberation, a special parliamentary committee was tasked with the responsibility of selecting a new flag design. Out of the thousands of submissions and designs considered, the committee eventually chose a design by Dr. George F. G. Stanley, a professor at the Royal Military College of Canada, influenced by the college's own flag. His design featured the now iconic single red maple leaf and red bands on either side, symbolizing the vastness of Canada from coast to coast. On February 15, 1965, the new flag was raised on Parliament Hill in Ottawa for the first time. This date is now celebrated annually as National Flag of Canada Day. The flag has since become a powerful symbol of Canadian identity and pride all over the world. The design of the flag, though minimalist, carries deep meaning. The red maple leaf in the center has long been a Canadian symbol. Indigenous peoples used maple sap long before European settlers arrived. Over time, the maple leaf became a common emblem for Canadians. During World War I, it was a badge worn by Canadian soldiers. The two vertical red bands represent the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, indicating Canada's geographical breadth. The white square behind the maple leaf symbolizes peace and honesty, aligning with Canada's national values. Think about the flags you are familiar with. What symbols do they use? How do these symbols represent the nation's identity, history, and values? The Canadian flag's transformation from a colonial relic to a symbol of a unified nation is a compelling example of how symbols can evolve and take on new meanings over time. It's fascinating how much thought and discussion goes into creating something that often seems so straightforward as a flag. Imagine the responsibility of choosing a design that would represent an entire nation. It makes you appreciate the flags you see flying a little bit more, doesn't it? Real-life stories have also highlighted the significance of the Canadian flag. For instance, during the 1972 Summit Series hockey games between Canada and the Soviet Union, the flag became a rallying symbol for Canadians, a testament to its power to unite people in moments of national pride and identity. In the context of technology and societal changes, consider the recent trends in digital nationalism. How do countries represent themselves online? The Canadian flag, often paired with symbols like the maple leaf emoji, continues to serve as a potent digital ambassador. In social media, the flag often accompanies proud declarations of heritage or celebrations of national achievements. It's a digital extension of what started as a piece of cloth, proving the timeless relevance of national symbols. As we wrap up today's episode, think about the symbols that represent you. Whether it's a flag, a crest, or even an emoji, these symbols often have deep meanings and stories behind them. Take a moment to delve into those stories, and you might find yourself surprised by what you uncover. Our time might be up, but the journey doesn't have to end here. I encourage you to visit the Flag of Canada's Wikipedia page to explore more about its history and significance. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipodia. I hope you enjoyed our exploration of the Canadian flag's history and learned something new along the way. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and let curiosity guide your journey.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Flag of Canada. Thanks for listening. See you next time.